Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. How can you have this knowledge? Jesus say you are free. Then a demon will say, lie, lie, you are not free. How can thunder fire you? Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am free. And you are saying, you are dedicated to me. Dedicated to you, demon. You don't see the day where I dedicate myself. When I enter that water, come out. Can I be dedicated to two people at the same time? Tell that demon, don't you hear English? There is a new covenant, because every other covenant become old. Now there is a new covenant. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody shout your name. Moses, I'm a covenant child. Shout your name. Say, I'm a covenant child. Shout your name very well. Say it. I'm a covenant child. Say, Moses, I am under the covenant of the blood of Jesus. That blood is speaking for me now. Somebody here, that blood will speak for you today again. I said that blood will speak for you today. There is power in the blood of Jesus. And that blood is still speaking now. Somebody shout, blood of Jesus, speak for me. Say it. Say very loud. Say very loud. One more time. Blood of Jesus, speak for me. Glory be to God. It is an agenda. Sit down first. It's an agenda. Hallelujah. That sent Jesus Christ to the cross of Calvary to come and look for you and me. They rejected him. But all things work together for good. And God suspended it. And he has been these church ages from when they were smitten, from when Christ was rejected and crucified till now. From Acts chapter 13, Apostle Paul made that statement. This gospel was made for you, the Jews, but since you count yourself unworthy, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. And the Gentiles heard the good news and they received it gladly. And it has produced you and I today that we can call ourselves the bride of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he's coming very soon to take us home. He's just waiting for that last one that is still a prostitute to come in. He's waiting for that last one that may be sitting down here today and is still a drunkard to come in. He's looking for that last one that is still a fornicator. That is still one red leg on the world and one leg in the church. He's waiting for you to put the two legs together. And he's still looking around. He's still going around. Every day, Christians who thought they were Christians before are realizing that they are joking with their lives and they are making their election and calling an election sure. And you are not to assume you are saved. You are to be sure you are saved. How do I know I am saved? It's in the Bible. Hallelujah. And your pastor, your church cannot confirm your salvation. So don't go for confirmation in any church. They can only confirm you to be a member of the church. But they cannot confirm you to be a Christian. There is only one confirmation of the Christian faith. It's by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He said, come to me. When you come, come to me, all you that labor, heavy laden, and I will confirm you. That confirmation is the rest. I will give you rest. I will confirm. I gave my life to Christ, but did he receive you? Oh, that's a big question. Did you give your life to Christ? You did. But did he receive? All those who gave their life to Christ and he received them, he will do something. Hallelujah. He will do something. He said he came to his own and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them, gave he what? Gave he what? Power to cast out devil? Power to make people fall down? Power to pray very well? What? Power to do what? To become the sons of God. And the power to become a son of God is the power that transforms a sinner to a saint. Hallelujah. The power that transforms a sinner to a saint is the power that gives you when you come to him. But you have come to him, you are still fornicating. You come to him, you are still a drunkard. You come to him, you are still belong to occult. You come to him and you are still doing all the nonsense that is going on in the world. You have not yet come to him fully. If you have come to him fully, he will in no wise cast you away. He will receive you. So when you are coming, he's looking at you. How are you coming? Some of you think you come with leg, but he's not looking at your leg when you are coming to him. What is he looking at? Your heart. Hallelujah. And when you come with the right heart, he will say, this is the one. I am a sinner. I am a fornicator. But I need, if in this estate, if I die, I will go. I will help. Father, help me. I don't like this life I am living. Help me. Help me. Help me. And you are coming and you are crying. These days, you see people, they go under court, they cry again. Because they are not going with their heart. They are going with their godly sorrow. The sorrow, and you cannot receive sorrow until you are convinced, and then you get yourself convicted. The men and brethren, what shall we do? And then you come in that estate, you enter that water, and you come out. Hallelujah. Satan will know he has lost you. Forget it. Once you do it, the way Bible says, any other thing happening around you is what Hausa people call Ashana, Akko, what do people call them? You know, something that is wasting its time. It has no effect. Because, hallelujah, you can kill this body, but you can't kill my soul. Hallelujah. And so many of you are afraid of losing this body. Hallelujah. And don't Jesus Christ say, if you keep it, you will lose it. And if you lose it, you will find it. Eh? You keep it, hallelujah, you will lose it. That's why I preached the message entitled Bow and Burn. Nebuchadnezzar said, if you don't bow to me, I don't worship. They'll put you in the furnace of fire. But the truth is, hallelujah, if you bow, the real fire is waiting for you. The real fire is waiting for you. And people are burning. They bow to mammon. They bow to this god of prosperity. This worldly prosperity. Spend so much time and effort chasing the things of this world. Ah, brother Rafa. From the Savior today, risking your soul for the things that decay. Oh, if today God should call it away, what will you do in exchange for your soul, brothers? What will you give, sister? What will you give? Oh, what will you give in exchange for your soul? Are ready to go to heaven. If Christ come now, everybody put down your hands. Be sincere with yourself. If Jesus comes now, say let's go. For those who are ready, how many people will go? Stand up. Let me see you. Jesus. We are many. We are many. We don't win. Wow. Look at somebody by your side. That person you are looking at is an eternal being. That is, hallelujah. You and that person, we are going to live eternally. Eh? Eternally. Look, the person when they sit down by your side, ask her, when did it happen? Eh? Look at that person by your side. Eh? Sing to that person. There is a country far beyond the starry star. There is a city where there never comes a night. If we're faithful, we shall go there by and by. It's a city where the love is the love. Oh, it's a city where the love is the love. It's a city where the comet goes. No night here, no night, no night, no landlord. I have my own mansion there. Just a little somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beg of me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home anymore. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Shake your neighbor that is going to heaven with you. Shake him. Shake all your neighbors that are going to heaven. Okay. Now, turn and look at that your neighbor again. When they go heaven, look at eyeball to eyeball and tell them, say, remember lost wife. Tell them again. Remember lost wife. Thank you. Sit down. You will not drop back to perdition in the name of Jesus. I say you will not drop back to perdition in the name of Jesus. You see, the Jews rejected Christ. See us celebrating him. Hallelujah. Because it is not yet their time. They still have the last 7 years. We have this period between the 69th week and the 70th week. And I proved to you last Sunday that period will last for how many years? How many years? 2,000 years. Salvation is not forever. It started one day. It will end one day. According to the Bible, it's there. But you will not see it because they point you to some other things. But the one that pertains to the divine agenda for our salvation, the bishop, the archbishop, the reverend doctor, they will not show or the prophets. They see something they cannot see reach this one. It is for a period of 2,000 years. And these 2,000 years, according to the history, according to the scripture, according to Hosea chapter 6 and verse 2, it starts from AD 70. Count from AD 70 to 2018 now. Break it down to the prophetic calendar that God uses for Israel. 30 days in a month. 360 days in a year. And see how many years more left for the agenda to finish. And it will close with the rapture. The time is so short. People are wasting their time. And chasing it when the compass of the Bible is showing us. With everything, the signs all around us, pointing to the soon coming of the Lord. The handwriting is written in the wall. All the things that say will happen before the coming of the Lord, before our eyes, many of them are happening now. They were scattered 1870. And they were scattered all over. But there was a prophecy that they will come back. And this time when they come back, they are coming to receive their Messiah. They are coming, and the Bible said, nothing will shake them again from their land. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They will stand. And Jesus Christ gave us that parable of the fig tree. When you see that fig tree stand and begin to bear fruit, bud, then you know that the time is near. He said, this generation, hallelujah, will not pass until all these things that he spoke come to pass. And shortly after that, they crucified him. And they have gone and been in the diaspora, scattered everywhere. And all, even the curse they laid upon themselves, came to pass through Hitler. I brought all this last Sunday. And now, a nation has stood. Bam. Forget this thing that the Palestinians are doing. Amen. The same way Jesus, God dealt with the Amorites in the Old Testament with Israel. Until the Jews were wondering, why is God allowing this Amorite deal with us? Oh, wipe them, come on. Now you gave us this land. And God is saying he's allowing the Amorites until the cup of the Amorite is full. And when their cup was full, they wipe off all of them. Sometimes the enemy that is disturbing you does not know that he's just working out God's agenda on you. And when the appointed time comes, he will wipe them away from you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And right before our eyes, 1948, a birth of a nation in one day. And Isaiah prophesied it. Where have you ever seen that a nation is born in 1 hour? And that hour that the United Nations declared that land, declared their freedom and gave them back that land. And they came back. And somebody does not know that is a time post for us. They are coming to Israel. What are they coming for? They are coming there ready to receive their Messiah. And the nation has stood. Praise the Lord. Before our very generation, we are seeing it. Nations are breaking, but Israel is awaking. The sign that the prophet foretold. The Gentile is numbered with arrows and combat. Eternity soon we unfold. Hallelujah! The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. And clear. Look up, your redemption is near. In this, the closing days of time. Closing days of time.
Watch on, the forest.
Hope upon. Oh, that soon. Oh, what draws to some life. Oh,
he shall reign, King of kings, Lord of lords.
He's coming soon.
He's coming soon. He's coming soon. With joy, we welcome his returning.
It may
be born,
it may be
night or noon.
We know. Agenda, that's the program.
God come, shall be the faithful Lord.
Oh, yes.
This hope we cherish not in vain.
God, we comfort
one another.
comfort one another. Comfort one another, because as a young girl is about to move to her husband's house, the parents' home become uncomfortable for her. Now that time, ain't every bad mouth. There were jealous sisters, jealous brothers, even jealous mother. Then when they talk bad words, things get very frustrating. The reason is so that your heart will be over there. So that we will not, be comfortable here. So that we get ourselves ready with the whole of our heart to move out of this place. Oh, my heart shall sing when I pause to remember
that God is here.
Oh, yes.
He's gonna step in stone.
I love the train. That's why it always upward. Oh, this trouble world is not my final hope. Oh, until then, my heart will go on seeking. Until then, the joy will carry on. Of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy, I will carry on. Until when my eyes will behold that city, blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, the heart of man is like a waiting falcon that has been caged. When you release him, what will happen? Fear. In a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, he said, we shall be changed. And we shall meet the Lord in the sky. And forever, we'll be with him. Whatever situation you are going on now, he said, rejoice. Just look up. Your redemption is near. Whatever situation you are going through, things will get tougher and tougher and tougher and tougher. No government, no national coalition. Which coalition? Coalition of the same old people that have been ruling this country all these years. You were in power, you couldn't do anything, and now when you come out, it's a full coalition. Hallelujah. But whatever it is, continue to form your coalition for Nigeria. The Holy Ghost is forming coalition for the rapture. How many people are part of coalition of Jesus? Hallelujah. That's why we are rejoicing. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the victory way. For the hand of God in my life I see.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sorry. Anytime I talk about Jesus, anytime you talk, I talk about the cross, I can't just pass it like that. I must stand there and small look at the cross. Anytime I pass by the cross in my message, in my sermon, I can't just pass and go. I must stand small and look at it very well. You know, I mentioned something about the cross. Now I know if you come up from the cross. Hallelujah. Because that is where I first saw the light. It's at the cross. And my bodies were rolled away. He went to the cross. He died to set me free. I wouldn't be standing here today if not for the cross. I won't have the confidence I have in life if not for the cross. I am who I am today is by the cross. Hallelujah. Hell! That's where I was going. You don't know my testimony. That is why you don't know why I get excited. That's why the only symbol of our faith in our altar is that cross. I cherish that old rocket. Excuse me, not smooth cross. The cross is a rocket. It's a rocket. Sister, if they ask you, sister, why are you not wearing trousers like the rest? Say, it's the rocket cross. Hallelujah. Why are you not opening your leg for all the men around so that you will get money? Say, it's the rocket cross. But you carry cross, say, my own is rocket, your own is furniture. Hallelujah. My own is rocket. He said, if you will follow me, what should you do? Pick up your cross and follow me. If you are, whatever you are doing on earth as a Christian, once you mention that you are a Christian, there must be the evidence. Amen. What's his name? Thomas. Say you are Jesus. They say you don't resurrect. Everybody said they see you. Me say I want to see you. Thomas and Jesus appear. Now you sure say that you be the Jesus, I'll be the ghost. If you are then, I know say they nail you are dead there. No, say they scatter your leg, your hand. Make I see the evidence. And he opened it and he saw the mark. And he fell on the ground. And accepted and worshipped him. We too. If Jesus say, he who will follow me, carry the anointing and follow me, Abby. He who will follow me, carry your chips and your cars and your houses and follow me, Abby. So he says you should carry what? So if you see anybody who says he's a Christian, listen. Yes, there is a power transformation. The life that you live, we prove that you are a Christian. But can I tell you something? It can be impersonated with morality. There are people that are strong enough and to live a self-righteousness. They are not even Christians. They will not lie. They are full of love. They will not fornicate. They will not. And you look at that or you think it's a Christian. No. On top of that one, there's something else you will carry for me to know. If you say you are a Christian, number one evidence I will ask you is show me your cross. Show me your cross and I'll believe you're a Christian. How can you say you're a Christian? You have no testimony of what you have suffered because of your faith. The cross is what you are going through because you stand for truth. You stand for Jesus. And you will suffer, and he will fall inside and look at you because it is your cross. He carried his own. You will carry your own. Sorry. He didn't carry his cross. He didn't carry your own for you. He didn't carry your own for you. Even though he would say you should carry your own and follow him. But you know what? His own nailed him, but your own will not nail you. It is his nailing that he nailed for you. Hallelujah. But you must identify with his suffering. For all that shall live godly in Christ, Apostle Paul said, they will do what? They will suffer persecution. What have you suffered, brother, since you gave your life to Christ? Did they throw you sickness, throw you frustration, left you to hunger? So that we will see whether you will change your testimony or not. Everything you are going through after you gave your life to Christ, it is because of that decision you made. I'm not talking of the one that the suffering, now you suffer, you come run, go to church so that the suffering will stop. No, I'm not talking about that one. There are people that then suffer, so they come here and say, there's prosperity preacher at Otta, Song Otta. And then they run, go there, maybe this my suffering will stop. Maybe this my suffering will stop. You don't suffer before you come to Christ, so. You don't suffer before. I'm not talking about that one. You know that your suffering is not because of Christ. You better quick come and let that one where you suffer make it end, so that you go start the one where you go suffer for Christ. Because all will face it. I am here. I have faced my own, and I don't know what else is remaining. And we should be in expectation for anything. It's a trial of faith. It's a trial of faith. Until Satan finally said, "Bill, I say, I didn't waste my time for this one. He has made up his mind." I said, I have sat down in my room years back when I was facing my own. I said, Satan, after I cried, finished, I cleaned my tears, only me in the room. I said, Satan, sit down, listen. You are dumb. Now I know, say you don't know anything. If you say you know, you foresee my heart and say, this decision to follow Christ is not negotiable. I'm ready to die. All the two ways they do so. I'm not going to change. I will serve him better than before. Watch me after today. I clean my tears. I open door, come out. Praise the Lord. Then I can see Satan. I can see God saying, Satan, sure you don't hear. Will you not leave him? You don't suffer and reach. You see, say you do. The more you do, the more they go and evangelize. The more they preach. The more everywhere he go, he win soul for me. You can't stop him. This one is sealed until the day of redemption. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I am advertising my Jesus. If you have not found him, you have not found life. Your life can never be meaningful outside of Jesus. The only lasting insurance that we have is blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fountain of glory divine, heir of salvation, the purchase of God. Oh, born of the Spirit and washed in His blood. Blessed assurance. Oh, this is my story. Oh, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. Hallelujah. Let me come back to where they talk. Sorry, I was passing by the cross. So I stopped to look at the cross. In fact, when I pass through the cross, I stand, I recharge myself. Now I have recharged myself. At the cross, now I have recharged myself. Now I can fly now. I want to fly now, fly, fly now. Anything I say now, heaven will back it up. Anything I say now, heaven will back it up. And the greatest miracle on earth is for a sinner to be converted. That miracle is taking place now. I said that miracle is taking place now. Some sinner somewhere is deciding, and they play with my life. Oh, let me follow this man, go cross. Hey, Jesus, keep me near the cross. Be the name of the Lord. That's why that song right now says, come to the Savior.
Make glory there. Here in His word, He has shown us the way. Here in the midst, He's standing today.
Joyful, joyful,
joyful, joyful, we love it to be. Where proceeds a heart of pure and free, how we shall love Savior we be.
That's our hope.
That's our hope. Now we shall go down. Savior will be.
There is a land beyond the river. And we come
to see forever.
And we only reach the shore by faith. One by one, we get the portal. We are to dwell with them in one time. When the ring, the golden bell
for you and me.
Oh,
don't you hear the bells are ringing? Don't you hear the angels
singing? Oh, it's
the glory, hallelujah,
Jubilee.
Oh, it's the Pharisee forever. The shining river, when the ring, the golden bells for you and me.
Oh, don't you hear?
Don't you hear the bells are ringing?
Oh, it's ringing now! It's ringing now! It's ringing now! Oh, it's the glory, hallelujah, Jubilee. Oh, in the
far off sea forever. Don't you hear the shining river?
Oh,
when the ring.
Let me hear the sisters. Don't you hear? Let me hear the brothers. Oh, don't you hear? Everybody now. Hallelujah. That song says, don't you hear the bells? Now ring it. Which bell? Anytime you hear a bell ringing, we went to school, Abby. At our own time, not this computer age. Yeah, they know they use bell again. There used to be a bell prefect, Abby. You go to school that time? Eh? In the timekeeper. In the 70s, in the sedan near window, color, now warning. Then the teacher will be rounding up. Then 20 minutes later, color, color, color. If the teacher like, you finish. If you like, no finish. Everybody, they close in book. Everybody, they will come up before the teacher himself. It is homegoing time. Hallelujah. He said, don't you hear the bells now ringing? He said, don't you hear the angels singing? What are they singing? It's a glorious jubilee. And it is an hallelujah jubilee. It is hallelujah jubilee because it is not the type of jubilee for Israel. This one now is a heavenly jubilee. That's why it's hallelujah jubilee. Praise the Lord. What is it? That is the message I stressed last Sunday. That is the stages for the rapture. Apostle Paul says it will start with a shout. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. Why shout? Jesus Christ, Matthew 25, parable of the 10 virgins. They all slept when the bridegroom tarried. At midnight, there was a cry made. What is the cry saying? Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out. If you go out, it means you were inside somewhere. In Israel, Exodus chapter 21. You can keep a Hebrew slave for 6 years. The seventh year is freedom. It's jubilee. You can't keep them forever. And if the slave say, I love my master, I will not go out free. Because now them employ me. It's the denomination that employ me. It's a denomination that are taking care of me. Now the GO, now he give me wife. Now he give me house where they stay. And you decide you will not leave that denominational cage. In Israel, what did he say you will do? You will bring that person to the gate before all the elders and put a hole in the ear. And what will you put there? A ring. And once that is done, in Israel, that person will never be free again. You will remain a slave forever. So the sign, anybody in Israel, they see with a ring. What do they go call him? The slave that refused freedom. Hey. Hey. That is what they have done to fashion. And God is looking at all of you wearing a ring with the spirit of slavery. He didn't give it there for fun. You say, what has that got to do with salvation? Let me tell you why it has to do with the ear. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, he says that because they have no love for truth, but they want to serve God, they want to serve Him, he said, He, God, will give them a delusion to cause them to believe a lie. So that in believing that lie, they will follow that lie and end up in hell. Because they have no love for truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. For him to do for God himself, to give you a delusion, to make you believe a lie. Where does he do it? He do it in your ear. He said they will not endure sound doctrine, but will heap to themselves teachers with itching ears. It has to do with your ear. They preach the truth for you to come out. Come out of this nonsense they are portraying as Christianity. And come back to Bible Christianity. You say, it's what is inside. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I can dress naked and go to church. It doesn't matter. I can dress naked and go to work. It doesn't matter. My profession, my career is a career of opening my legs and my chest. I am a model. I am a star. I am a movie star. How do you? God gave me the talent. God gave me the talent. Okay. And then, I'm coming to that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said he will do something to make you believe a lie. Now that is leading me to what I will say now, and I will hang this for today. And on Sunday, I told you that in Matthew chapter 13 verse 33, what happened there? The woman that took 3 measures of meal and mixed it with leaven until the whole meal is corrupted brought about the dark ages. That's when it was fulfilled. And so that you understand that it was at midnight that the cry was made. And the darkest hour of Christianity was those dark age period. When paganism and Christianity were married together to produce what is then known as the Roman Catholic Church. And that was the period that the shout began. And that shout began with Luther. That shouted, come out of her. Come out. He said, Babylon is falling. That system is the spiritual Babylon. And the spirit screamed, come out of her, my people, and don't be partaker of her sins. What agreement has life with darkness? And that began the Protestant movement that pulled out people out of the Catholic system. And from then on, the light that they covered, the 3 works of grace and all other things in the scripture, in the New Testament, the apostolic faith that we are covered by the idolatrous gospel, the light began to shine on and on and on and on. And I came and I show you that verse, that each of those, Matthew chapter 13, has 7 parables. Listen very well. I believe you who asked that question, I'm answering your question now. 7 parables in Matthew 13. Each parable was reflecting every age. The first parable was reflecting the condition of the first church age. The second parable was reflecting the condition of the second church age. And those conditions, they were the conditions that were also prevalent in those 7 churches, those local churches located in Asia Minor at that time. And we come to the seventh one, which is verse 47 of Matthew chapter 13. And it's the parable of the fishing net. Now you ask me, because I jumped verse 47 and I went to verse 52. The scribe that brings out old and new. And I said, listen, hallelujah. He said, if the seventh parable is verse 47, from verse 47, if that's the seventh parable, and that is supposed to be the seventh church age, you are expecting that I will say, why didn't I place the ministry of William Branham? Because we believe that he's the star messenger for the Laodicean church age, which is the seventh church age. And why do we pick him? There are the conditions that are used to pick him. And then I said that on Sunday, I said the ministry of William Branham is from verse 52. That scribe. Because his ministry, he never brought anything new. I mean, when I say new, that is, you know, something that has not been preached before. I say everything he preached, somebody else has preached it before. It will surprise you. William Branham preached a sermon called a Thinking Man's Filter. But it's discovered that before he preached it, Billy Graham had preached it. So tell me, which mystery? Let's end with mystery. Which mystery? The serpent seed was preached before William Branham came and preached it. The seven church ages were preached, and I have the books. You know, I won't stand and talk to the whole world like this and challenge this their movement if I'm not sure of where I stand. But let me tell you, if not for the ministry of William Branham, I would have been called a general overseer by now. I would have been called a chief apostle. In fact, I would have answered apostle Moses Alu before Suleiman answered apostle. In fact, I would have been called Reverend Doctor. I have been offered letters. Every year they send me letters from different places offering me honorary doctorate degree. In fact, last week I received one. It's in my office now. And each time they send, I will reply them and say, thank you very much for the honor you are giving me. My honor is not from men. If you want to honor me, give your life to Christ. Give your life to Christ. If you honor me in a field that is benefiting you, like Cosmos Maduka, he's been given about 3 doctorate degrees because of his contribution to commerce, to the economy. That is perfect. But when a Christian man is given doctorate degree by unbelievers, you know he has compromised something around them that they like. You are hearing me now from around the world. You want to give me doctorate degree, please give your life to Christ. And when we meet Jesus, because of you, they will give me a crown. Give your life to Christ.